sports in junior high school you played?
I did play a little bit. When we moved south, I ended up going to Francis Scott Key Elementary, then to Nimitz Junior High, and then in my seventh grade year, Bird Junior High School was built and opened by Tulsa Public Schools. So for the second semester of my seventh grade, eighth and ninth grade years, I went to Richard E. Bird. That was an exciting time, new school. That was pretty cool stuff. I was still trying to play sports into junior high, played some basketball in junior high, played football through the eighth grade, after which time I had to quit. Literally, I was hurt on every play. I was just too tall and skinny to be getting smashed by linebackers, one of whom ended up playing for the University of Oklahoma. I mean, every time that kid hit me, I was literally in pain.
His name?
Rick Gambrell. He did end up playing for the University of Oklahoma. I didn't have any business out there competing in tackle football, that's for sure. I was probably 6 foot tall by then and weighed about 125 pounds. I was a string bean.
High school then?
I went to Memorial High School, started in 69, graduated in 71. I enjoyed high school very, very much. By then, I was able to get into sixth-hour gym, which was a big deal, so you wouldn't have to carry your gym bag to school and everything. But the only thing I could go out for by then was golf. I never made the golf team, but at least it got me in sixth-hour for that year. So that was pretty much the last of my athletic endeavors. I did play some golf through the rest of high school, but not very much, and certainly was never very good at it, but I loved it as a kid. And today, it's absolutely my passion. If I have free time and can be away from work and family, then I'm going to try to play some golf.
Any other activities in high school, memories of Memorial?
I wasn't real active, I wouldn't say. I did try to run for class president my senior year, and I was not successful in that endeavor. I thought that might be kind of fun. For some reason, I was drawn to make that attempt. But when I turned 16 and I got a car, my focus was pretty much girls and driving around in my car and just being a teenager, you know.
Were you even then at that age in high school thinking business or thinking what you wanted to be when you grew up?
I'd have to say not a whole lot at that point, probably. Pretty ornery and just kind of having a good time. But you know what's kind of funny about that as I think about it? I was definitely a people person. I was very social, and I did very much enjoy having a good time. You fast forward, I'm 59 today. My job is to show people a good time. That's what I do. That's our core product. What's made Eskimo Joe special is that we show people a good time. That really couldn't be more natural for me. The hospitality business is just, you know, it's like falling off a log. I love doing it. You know, when you're enthusiastic about what you do and you love what you're doing, it's not even like working. And it's pretty easy to get people to follow you when you're that enthusiastic about what you're doing. I think it's the most important ingredient in success and certainly in effective leadership is to be enthusiastic. I heard Tom Peters say one time that leadership is all about enthusiasm, not administration. I tell our folks, hey, if we're not enthusiastic about what we're doing, how can we hope to earn the opportunity to serve a guest? If we're not pumped up about it, you know, if we're just kind of standing around, moping around, no one's going to be attracted to that. Why would they even want to come? Anyway, really my core philosophy is just enthusiasm or passion.
Are there any friends in high school that you could name, Memorial, or that you still are friends with today?
Absolutely, several. One of them was Steve File. Steve and I met each other the first day of fifth grade. I just moved into the district, as had Steve. We became fast friends. We were neighbors from around the corner. So all through elementary, junior high, high school, all through Oklahoma State University, just 2 weeks after graduating in May of 75 from OSU, I was actually over at Steve's house, and he walks in and goes, hey, Clark, I'm going to open a bar. I go, well, God, Phil, that's a cool idea. I'll go in partners with you. So my original partner at Eskimo Joe's was a friend from fifth grade forward.
And we'll pick up on that, of course. Entertainment, then. Were you cruising Peoria back there in high school, Memorial, in your cars? And
indeed. Yeah. Indeed. I was very fortunate. My dad grew up in the Depression era, raised by his grandmother, just didn't have anything. And I think something he took great pride in was that he bought my sister and I both brand new cars when we turned 16. I know that meant the world to him to be able to give those to us. In 1969, I got a Mustang Mach 1 428 Cobra Jet. It was the coolest car in Tulsa as far as I was concerned. I loved running the strip. Tool around in my car was just a joy.
It made you a very popular person.
It was a lot of fun. I didn't have a problem getting somebody to go with me, that's for sure.